Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, where we're joined by ABC News Entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. You know, Jason, we've got another Tony Award-winning musical hitting the big screen today. Let's talk about Dear Evan Hansen and if it's going to live up to the hype.
Yeah, this is a... In 2017, it swept the Tonys pretty much, winning Best Musical and all the acting awards, 6 Tonys. And so I think a lot of people were comparing it at the time to another Broadway play that won everything pretty recently, right before that, which was Hamilton. And Dear Evan Hansen has been getting a lot of buzz, and they turned it into a big screen movie, where, unlike Hamilton, where they just put out a filmed version of the actual stage play, this is an actual movie. It stars Ben Platt, who starred in the Broadway musical, but you also have Amy Adams, Julianne Moore, Caitlin Dever, Amanda Stenberg, and more. And this wants to make you cry. Its whole goal and aim here is to make you shed tears. And whether or not that's effective, it's going to depend on the person. I found myself emotional at times, but for the most part, it just did not work for me. This is the kind of thing where I think a lot of people complain about musicals, or they can't get into musicals because they just don't understand why people are breaking out into song. This is kind of the epitome of that. Whereas in Hamilton or In the Heights recently, which was a great adaptation, where you have these big musical numbers and people are singing or dancing and big production, and it kind of just, you don't care that people are singing in the middle of something. It just kind of feels right. This is such a small and intimate story. By the way, it's about Evan Hansen. It's played by Ben Platt, who is a high school kid who just has a lot of anxiety and a lot of depression and a lot of problems. And he gets caught in a web of lies. And it's a really emotional and intimate story, where it's weird when the mother and son are sitting at a kitchen table and they just start breaking out in the song. It doesn't feel right on the big screen. Maybe on the stage when it's you and the actors, and it's a much more intimate setting. But on the screen, it just didn't really work for me.
And there have been, sometimes it feels like it's a 50-50 shot whether a stage adaptation of something can then move over into the big screen. I'm thinking of Rent, which kind of fizzled at the box office when it came over.
Sure, it's a tough thing to do, and it's a tough thing to do right. And I think we've seen it done right a couple times recently with In the Heights, and then also with Hamilton. Which again, Hamilton is a different kind of story because they didn't make a full-on movie version of it, and I don't know that they will. But this is—it's just I would have rather seen this story, because the story itself is very interesting, and I think I would have rather seen this story told just without the musical stuff.
Mm, interesting. Okay, so what other picks do you have possibly for us this weekend?
Another big thing out this weekend is a new show on Apple TV Plus called Foundation. This is based on a sci-fi novel trilogy by Isaac Asimov, and this is a very ambitious series. It stars Jared Harris. He plays a genius mathematician who forecasts an end to the empire that rules the galaxy, and Lee Pace stars as the current emperor of the galaxy, and this is a huge sci-fi sprawling epic that takes place over different galaxies and planets and time and all over the place. It looks like it cost a lot of money to make this kind of series. And so, I don't know if it's going to be necessarily for everybody because it is very heavy on the sci-fi stuff. But I think a lot of people might like that as well.
Yeah, could very much be within the wheelhouse, especially for a lot of the Apple TV Plus faithful. I know Mythic Quest spent a lot of time kind of talking about Isaac Asimov, so it could be a nice shoehorn for a lot of their viewers to at least have some kind of a jumping off point.
Sure, very possible.
Yep. All right. Well, ABC's Jason Nathanson, thank you so much for joining us here on a Friday morning. We'll talk again next week.
All right, take care.